Hello, my friends. Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 21st of September. I'm Paul White, and I am so happy that you're with me today. What a treat it is for me to present to you these podcasts and to get the feedback. I've been hearing from people lately who have been blessed by the podcast. I received an email recently from someone who said that they have been a part of a group who for nearly a decade has been following the podcast and my weekend stuff and using the material in their Bible study. That's amazing. I'm so humbled and honored, and then I'm intrigued and motivated all over again when I hear those testimonies, because it lets us know that there's an impact being made for the good, and I'm so grateful for that. If you have something you'd like to share, you'd like to give us a testimony of what the podcast means or has meant to you, or you have a question that maybe you'd like addressed on the podcast, you can always email us directly at the DDP, and these emails, we don't always give written reply, but we receive them as testimonies or as questions to the podcast. That address is easy. It's ddp@paulwhiteministries.com, and we look forward to hearing from you. Let us know if this has been a blessing. Well, I want to put a cap on the David and Mephibosheth story. We've left it for a few days because, as you can probably tell, I'm just moving through my Bible left to right, picking up stories that some of which are new or through fresh eyes to me, and others of which we've dealt with in the past over the past years, but it's been a while. Some of them I have notes written in my margins of my Bible or whatever. And so you've noticed I left the David Mephibosheth because I was moving through some of the other stuff. We dealt with David and Absalom a little bit. We made some compare and contrast there to the Judas story, and I saw some things in there I had not seen. I hope you enjoyed those podcasts. But several days ago, we dealt with David Mephibosheth. We spent several days on that. I want to finish their story now, in that we are taking the 19th chapter of 2 Samuel and looking at the final meeting between David and Mephibosheth. 2 Samuel 19, I want to actually read for you verses 24 to 30. I want to take my time, work my way through this passage, and that will take up most of the podcast today, as I relate to you what I think is a very tragic ending to a great story. Remember, the Mephibosheth story was that David was kind to Mephibosheth for Jonathan's sake, covenantally kind. He gets to eat at the king's table, even though he's lame on his feet. He gets his father's inheritance, but his land back. He is one of the king's sons, and it's all for Jonathan's sake. It's all covenantal. It's not because of Mephibosheth. So, there's something has happened in the interim, okay? In the interim, that where David was running from Absalom, he heard from Ziba. Remember, Ziba was Mephibosheth's servant. And what he heard from Ziba was, hey, Mephibosheth has taken up with Absalom. Just want to let you know, king, that Mephibosheth's no longer on your side. And that was the story that came to King David. Now, let's read this final meeting, 2 Samuel 19:24. Now Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king. He had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he returned in peace. So it was, when he came to Jerusalem to meet the king, and the king said to him, "Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?" That's a reference back to that moment where Mephibosheth didn't follow David, and Ziba told David that Mephibosheth followed Absalom. He answered, "My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. Your servant said, 'I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on it and go to the king, because your servant is lame.' And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king. But my lord the king is like the angel of God. Therefore, do what is good in your eyes." In other words, Mephibosheth says, "Look, I was lied about. I'm a cripple. I wasn't even able to go, and my servant told me he was going to go on my behalf, but when he got to you, he lied. So, but you're a good man. You do what's right. 28, for all my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king, yet you set your servant among those who eat at your own table. Therefore, what right have I still to cry out any more to the king? The Hebrew word there is, what right do I have to complain? So the king said to him, why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said you and Ziba divide the land. Then Mephibosheth said to the king, rather let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house. Now the reason I tell you that I think this is a tragic ending to a great story is because David had a covenant with Jonathan, and in that covenant he was supposed to be kind to the house of Saul, and he gave Mephibosheth his inheritance, the lands of his father, and he gave him the right to eat at the king's table in perpetuity. He was supposed to be able to do that forever, and Ziba cheated him out of it by lying on him. And then David is not reminded of covenant. And what Mephibosheth should have done in this moment is not acquiesce and say, oh, well, whatever. He should have mentioned the covenant. Listen, you're going to encounter enough Zebas in your life. You're going to encounter religion and guilt and condemnation and shame and your past and the system of this world, and those things are not going to help you rest in covenant. They're going to steal your inheritance. They're going to take your attention. They're going to stress you out. They're going to rob your peace, and you are going to have to make a stand and realize that the covenant belongs to you, because don't acquiesce and give up what is yours. You have an inheritance. When Mephibosheth says, what right do I have to cry out any more to the king? The correct answer is, I have every right, not because I'm good, but because my father, Jonathan, had a covenant, and I'm a recipient, I'm an inheritor of that covenant. That's what right I have, and that's what Mephibosheth should have said. That's what you should say, because you have the right. Don't listen to the enemy today who is going to try and make you feel as if you are unworthy of God's goodness or because of your sin, because of what's crossing him. I got a message from someone the other day who was struggling with their identity and with forgiveness. And it was all rotated around their feelings. It wasn't even actions. It was what they were thinking and what they were feeling. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You are not what you think or what you feel. You have an inheritance. Receive it in Jesus' name. See you tomorrow. God bless.